Good afternoon. We'll call the Commerce Committee meeting to order. Couple of things to announce for the Commerce meeting today. Just as a reminder, today's the bills are available in the well if members want copies. The meeting's being broadcast on the website. When members wish to speak, it'll function just like floor debate. So push your microphone button at your desk, and then between Jason and I, we'll recognize you as orderly as we possibly can. Roll call votes for voting and attendance will be taken from the well. Members will respond, just yell out. The mics will not be on at that time. All right, so I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Representative Carlson.
Here.
Representative Jacobson.
Here.
Representative Nielsen.
Here.
Representative Best.
Here.
Representative Bloomingdale.
Here.
Representative Dio. Representative Fisher.
Here.
Representative Forbes.
Here.
Representative Hall.
Here.
Representative Jacoby.
Here.
Representative Judge.
Here.
Representative Kressig.
Present.
Representative Landon.
Here.
Representative Losey.
Here.
Representative Lundgren.
Here.
Representative McConkey. Representative Meyer.
Here.
Representative Mitchell.
Here.
Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Sorensen.
Here.
Representative Williams. And Representative Wills.
Here.
And Representative Klein replaces Representative Dio.
Present.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. The minutes have been previously distributed electronically and I will move for their approval unless I hear any objections. Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. There's one bill to assign today, Senate File 2301, DO Chair Mitchell and Nielsen. Today we will consider two bills, and I will turn the chair over to Representative Jacobson as we will look for opening comments on Senate File 2338.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The chair recognizes Representative Carlson for opening remarks on Senate File 2338.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 2338 is a bill involved with medical malpractice and other issues of liability, and there is an amendment.
There is amendment 2338. The chair recognizes Representative Carlson.
For this amendment, it does two principal things. At first, it eliminates section one in the bill, which had to do with the cap and the language surrounding that that exists in code today, and it adds a new section to the bill regarding liability protection. That concludes my opening comments.
Are there further comments? The chair recognizes Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Democratic Caucus stands firm in the belief that we should do all we can to protect workers that have been affected by COVID-19. And at the same time, we should not reward bad actors. This amendment to this bill rewards bad actors. I sat through an hour of the subcommittee with the two Republican members on the subcommittee not being able to explain what this bill does. Nobody can explain to me what this bill does. What this amendment does. It has a hodgepodge of language that if you distill it all down, will basically create immunity for all employers, no matter what they did. No matter what they did. Tyson Foods is responsible for hundreds upon hundreds of COVID-19 cases in this state. And yet, no matter what those workers do, Tyson Foods is immune to any sort of litigation under this bill. They are immune from any responsibility under this amendment. That's what this amendment does. And I know you may not know that, and you think you're doing the right thing here, but I'm telling you, if you're in a nursing home, if you're a member of the AARP, if you're an elderly person, if you are a person that came down with COVID-19 because of the responsibility of your employer, or because of the health facility, or because of the nursing home that you live in, you are prevented from seeking justice under this amendment. This is a bad amendment, and I think you will really regret passing it. I have a better amendment that's going to come up next, and it creates a safe harbor for employers that did the right thing, that followed guidelines and created a standard of care that they can fall back on so that employers, healthcare facilities, workers, nursing homes, if they followed protocol, they will not be responsible. That's under my amendment, but I ask that the body oppose this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Meyer. Are there any further comments on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I respectfully disagree with Representative Meyer, but he's going to be talking about his amendment in a few minutes, so that's fine. I would ask the body to support my amendment, and I move amendment 2338.3912.
Representative Carlson moves amendment 2338.3912. And the clerk will call the roll. Representative Myers asked for.
Nope.
Short form. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. The ayes appear to have it, and the ayes do have it. There's another amendment. The chair now recognizes Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment that is before you amends the, I don't even know why we're amending a medical malpractice bill. What medical malpractice has anything to do with COVID-19, I have no idea. But this amendment strikes the bad language in Representative Carlson's amendment, the language that makes zero sense, the language that does harm to the citizens of this state because it creates a threshold that's not able to be met. And it simply creates a negligent standard and a safe harbor. This amendment incorporates the good parts of Representative Carlson's amendment, which is the safe harbor provision, and it basically says that if a person in the state, whether it's a business person, a worker, a doctor, a nurse, if they followed CDC guidelines and they did everything that they were supposed to do, whether it's the CDC guidelines, state law, federal law, the governor's proclamations, if they did all that, and they, not even that they did all of it, that they substantially complied with all of that, they are exempt from any lawsuits. And it's a negligent standard. It's a duty. This creates a duty that that person has to follow those guidelines. And if you breach that duty, as you know, Representative Jacobson, if you breach that duty, you can be held liable. And that's the standard we should be prepared to take forward to the floor of the House. I'll answer any questions.
Representative Meyer. Are there any further comments to SF 2338.3984, the Meyer Amendment? The chair recognizes Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate Representative Meyer putting forth an amendment, but I believe that his amendment is inadequate for what we were trying to accomplish to protect Iowans. And consequently, I would ask the committee to resist Representative Myers' amendment.
The chair recognizes Representative Meyer for closing remarks. Oh, I am sorry. Representative Kresig, the chair recognizes Representative Kresig.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen of the committee, I appreciate Representative Meyer for bringing this bill forward. And the reason, I live in Blackhawk County in Cedar Falls, next to Waterloo, where the Tyson's plant was in place there. We had reached out to Tyson's repeatedly, asking them to address the issues with the COVID-19. They chose not to. The way that that plant closed was because of the numbers of employees that were impacted with the COVID virus that couldn't report for work because of the sickness. They had to close the plant down. They didn't have enough employees. And I can just tell you, personally, I know of an individual whose brother worked there that was infected with the virus and died. So my sense to this, had Tyson's addressed many of the things that we asked them to do, was to clean the plant, PPE, address that, and social distancing, we could have maybe done some things. Now they've done this, but the only reason they did was because the plant closed because more employees were infected with the virus. So, Representative Meyer, I appreciate the amendment. You're right on with that. If we had people from that plant that were here today that were able to talk, I think you'd all be amazed at what they experienced in that facility. So I'd ask for the support of this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Kresig. Are there any further comments on the bill? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Representative Meyer for closing remarks on Amendment 2338.3984.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll simply state again, I'm asking you, this is moving very quickly. Stop, take a step back, read both my amendment and Representative Carlson's amendment, because what Representative Carlson says is that we are not going far enough to protect the people of the state of Iowa. That's not true. My amendment protects the people of the state of Iowa. The Republican amendment protects corporations and people that were bad actors. That's the simple fact of it. Mine is a good, moderate compromise. I ask you all to take a look at it. I ask for your vote, and I move the amendment and ask for a division and a record.
Representative Meyer moves the amendment to 3038.3984. He has asked for a roll call and division, and there is a second. Would the clerk please announce the roll?
Representative Carlson. Representative Jacobson. No. Representative Nielsen. Yes. Representative Best. No. Representative Bloomingdale. Representative Klein. No. Representative Fisher. No. Representative Forbes. Representative Hall. Representative Jacoby.
Yes.
Representative Judge.
Aye.
Representative Kresig.
Aye.
Representative Landon.
No.
Representative Losey.
No.
Representative Lundgren. Representative McConkie.
Yes.
Representative Meyer.
Aye.
Representative Mitchell.
Aye.
Representative Moore.
No.
Representative Olson. Representative Sorensen.
No.
Representative Williams. Representative Wills.
Representative Mitchell, can you clarify what your vote was? Thank you. Can the clerk give us the toll?
It is 13 yay, I'm sorry, 13 nay, 10 yay.
Seeing 13 nay and 10 yay, the amendment does not advance. We are now back on the bill SF2338 as amended. The chair recognizes Representative Carlson for opening remarks on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the discussion. I understand that there may be some further discussions that take place on the amendment once it hits the floor, but for the purposes of the Commerce Committee today, I believe this bill is well positioned as amended.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. Are there further comments on the bill? The chair recognizes Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not to rehash anything that we just talked about, but the reality is that we just turned a medical malpractice bill into a COVID immunity bill, which I've never seen before. This is amazing. I do appreciate the majority party getting rid of the worst parts of the medical malpractice bill, meaning the caps, but I do oppose the bill in its current form and hope that based on the conversations I had today with others that we can work together in the next couple days and not rush this thing and pass out a good COVID immunity bill for people that did the right thing, not the bad actors, the people that did the right thing and to protect the citizens. So I ask that we oppose this bill in its current form.
Thank you, Representative Meyer. Are there any further comments on the bill as amended? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Representative Carlson for closing remarks. He moves the bill. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Carlson.
Aye.
Representative Jacobson.
Aye.
Representative Nielsen.
Aye.
Representative Best.
Aye.
Representative Bloomingdale. Representative Klein.
Aye.
Representative Fisher.
Aye.
Representative Forbes.
Aye.
Representative Hall.
Aye.
Representative Jacoby.
No.
Representative Judge.
No.
Representative Kressig.
No.
Representative Landon.
Aye.
Representative Losey. Representative Lundgren.
No.
Representative McConkey.
No.
Representative Meyer.
No.
Representative Mitchell.
Aye.
Representative Moore.
Aye.
Representative Olson.
No.
Representative Sorensen.
Aye.
Representative Williams.
No.
Representative Wills.
Aye.
The vote is 13 yay, 10 nay.
With 13 members voting aye and 10 members voting nay, the bill is approved. The bill will now move to the floor as a bill, and at this juncture, the chair turns the chair back over to Representative Carlson.
Thank you. The next bill for consideration will be Senate File 2301, and I call on Representative Mitchell for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 2031 is an act relating to health care benefits coverage for specified pediatric autoimmune psychiatric disorders, better known as PANDAS, which occurs when strep triggers a misdirected immune response, and this results in inflammation on a child's brain. In turn, the child quickly begins to exhibit life-changing symptoms such as OCD, anxiety, tics, personality changes, decline in math and handwriting abilities, sensory sensibilities, restrictive eating, and more. This is a very heart-wrenching thing for parents when their child is diagnosed with PANDAS. I sat in a subcommittee in March with Representatives Nielsen and Dio, listening to weeping parents and children talk about this terrible disease. This bill is a step in the right direction to make sure parents do not have to worry about health insurance not covering this horrible disease and the treatment of it when they discover their child has PANDAS. And with that is my opening remarks.
Representative Nielsen.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I did sit on the subcommittee for this bill, and I agree with Representative Mitchell that we did hear some pretty heart-wrenching testimony from families dealing with this, and I think this is a good bill. It is a step in the right direction, and I would urge support of the bill.
Representative Lundgren.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As an advocate for brain health issues here in the state of Iowa, I'm going to be a yes vote today, but I feel that we still need to have ongoing discussion about the research and the treatment that revolves around PANDAS and PANS. Last fall, I personally spoke with Dr. Padati, who has practiced as a pediatrician, and there is very little research on treatment or what PANS and PANDAS is really caused by here in the U.S. As a matter of fact, one of the professional organizations states that 1 in 200 children may be affected, but there is no actual research that gives that number. And then also research and treatment is scarce. So I would just caution that before we move forward, we have those conversations with doctors across the state, and we go from there. Thank you.
I call on Representative Mitchell for closing comments on Senate File 2301.
And I would like to thank Representative Lundgren for her comments on this. I think you make some very valid points, and would also like to thank my members of the subcommittee, Representative Nielsen, Representative Dio. And once again, I would like to just put emphasis on the progress of this bill that's being made and making sure that we're reassuring parents and children have access to certain treatments to help their children with this horrible disease. And with that, I would move the bill.
Representative Mitchell moves Senate File 2301, and clerk will call the roll.
Representative Carlson. Representative Jacobson. Representative Nielsen. Representative Best. Representative Bloomingdale. Representative Klein. Representative Fisher. Representative Forbes. Representative Hall. Representative Jacoby. Representative Judge. Representative Kressig. Representative Landon. Representative Losey. Representative Lundgren. Representative McConkie. Representative Meyer. Representative Mitchell. Representative Moore. Representative Oldson. Representative Sorensen. Representative Williams. Representative Wills. Total vote is 23 yay or aye.
With a vote of 23-0, the vote passes unanimously and we'll move forward. That brings us to the conclusion of bills that we'll be taking today. I want to say this is our final Commerce Committee meeting of the year, and it's been a privilege to work with all of you. It's been a very cooperative group. We don't always agree on bills, but you have always kept it very civil, and I appreciate that. Representative Nielsen, you've been good to work with. Representative Jacobson, you've been a great vice chair. Thank you very much to all of you. And with that, Representative Jacobson moves, we arise.